My name is Kaylee Harris. I am 16 years old, and today is February 17th, 2019. I'm speaking with Cheryl Bridges, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Charlotte, North Carolina. How did moving to San Francisco at the age of 18 have an overall impact on your life?
Well, listening to that music certainly brought back a lot of memories. At the tender age of 18, I decided to get engaged, get married, and follow my husband to California. I wasn't getting along with my dad at the time, and I think I thought this would be my way out. There were no nerves involved with this decision, although I had a brother who was 6 months old at the time, and it was so sad to leave him and the rest of my family. I was never offered the opportunity to go to college, so marrying my high school sweetheart seemed like it was my only option. I was my own boss, and that worked very well for me at that time. In California, I was offered a completely different life, and that made me happy.
What are some lessons you learned while living on your own right after turning 18 and into an adult?
I basically grew up very fast and matured very fast. My husband had a top secret rating in the Navy, which meant he stayed on the ship almost all the time. I found a job at Sears and Vallejo and wore the costume of Winnie the Pooh. I was soon out of that job and went to work with the credit department. It wasn't very long that I found I missed my family lots more than I thought I ever would. Since Vallejo was a Navy town, I made lots of friends. They loved to hear me talk, aka my Southern drawl, and had to come by my house to look and test some of my Southern food.
What are some obstacles you had to face while being married to a man in the forces and stationed in San Francisco?
At first, it was very lonely since my husband was on the ship most of the time. I had to bite my tongue more than once when it came to racial relations. I was not used to meeting so many people from other countries and was not versed on what I could and could not say to them. I felt the atmosphere, though, was a little more laid back than here. Anything you choose to wear was okay. They were not worried about wearing different colors in different seasons. That was very cool for me.
Talk about some of the greatest experiences in San Francisco, what it taught you, where you spent your time, and where you worked.
We were able to buy a new car called a GTO while we were there. That gave me the freedom to pick up my girlfriends and visit downtown San Francisco. We spent some time in Sausalito and visited wineries in Napa on Sundays. It seemed to me like California has much more to do and it's more affordable. On Stinson Beach, where we went quite often, you can see the ocean on one side, then turn around and look behind you, and there is a beautiful mountain with snow on it. I visited tons of model shows and shopped the used clothes when they were done.
What was it like being married to a very well-known man in the forces? Did you get to attend events and were you known?
The Navy had activities for all families. We went to a submarine ball one night. It was formal, so I had to get my mom to mail my prom dress. I had no idea you were supposed to respect the officers and tried to talk to them just like they were everyone else. I soon learned to say yes ma'am and yes sir and only speak when I was spoken to. I learned to address them as they were supposed to be addressed. They had games and picnics we attended. I'm not very athletically inclined, but managed to hit a home run in a softball game when my mom was visiting. I was known as the Southern Redneck among all of the officers.
Was it hard moving to San Fran for the love of your life, later divorcing him, moving back to Charlotte, and raising your daughter?
As far as leaving home to be with my husband, I thought that was my only option at the time. He became a different person when he was in the Navy. The longer we were married, the more I knew my marriage was a mistake. Finally, he learned that he was being transferred to Guam. Although I thought about staying in California, I had a suspicion I needed to go home. It was a wise decision because I learned I was pregnant with my daughter. I lived with my mom and dad while he was spending all of our money in Guam. Although he had been promoted several times, I got no money to help me with my support. I gave birth to my daughter in Charlotte, and because I was not close to a Navy hospital, the bill was only $25. He came home when she was about 3 or 4 months old. We stayed together for about another 1.5 years and then separated. I was then a single mother. She was the best thing that came from this marriage and my life at that time.
What advice would you give to someone planning to follow you by moving away at 18 and seeking adventure and new beginnings?
I would suggest to any other 18-year-old who was considering following in my footsteps to stop and look at the future. My situation did end well, but the world is not the same place it was in the 70s. There is too much danger and violence in the world nowadays. Anyone joining the service will change. They will mature faster than you. Most wives or husbands who follow their spouses will have to make a life for themselves. I was fortunate with my experience. I had always been very mature for my age and handled my situation very well. It made me a stronger adult, and I learned many life lessons from my experience. Make sure you are ready to leave your family and all you worked for in high school. I would always suggest college before marriage. I attended classes for years to make up for missing regular college. Your marriage will work better for you if you have fulfilled most of your life dreams and goals. I remarried and my marriage is now approaching 40 years. That turned out really well.